Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, perhaps one of the most painful things in life is when we are disappointed by people or by institutions or experiences, when we put our trust in them and we learn on the flip side that we shouldn't have trusted them in the way that we did. Now, this can happen in all kinds of ways and in all kinds of circumstances. There can be people that we trust. There can be groups of people that we trust, and we find out we shouldn't have. We could have put faith in our employer. We could have put faith in any kind of institution. And we find ourselves that we come up lacking when we have trusted them in a way that we shouldn't have. When we put our trust in those kinds of things of this life to find a sense of meaning, a sense of morality, a sense of individual purpose or value of an individual, what we find ourselves is that these things do not actually give us what we need. When we trust these kinds of people, these kinds of organizations, we find ourselves finding that we do not actually get from them what we need. And the problem is that we put our trust in these kinds of people, in these kinds of organizations, instead of putting our trust in God. Because what we know is that God is the only person, the only being, the only thing that we should actually look to ultimately to find our sense of morals, to find our sense of purpose, and find our sense of value in this life. And also putting our hope in God's love in a life to come. And this is what is at the very core of this beginning of the Passion, the beginning of the Holy Week story that we find ourselves in with Jesus when we get to this part of the journey. That very sense of what God is up to through Jesus gives us a clear vision of why it's so important that we put our trust in God alone, to give us a sense of these things. Because when we put our trust in the institutions and the people of this life in this particular way, we come up short all the time. And that's what this beginning of the story of Jesus in Holy Week and what we call Palm Sunday is so helpful in seeing, so helpful in showing us. And it comes through in so many ways that if we decide we want to trust Jesus with our sense of meaning, our sense of morality, and our sense of purpose of life, then we will get what we need. Now, we put our faith in all kinds of things and in all kinds of ways. And this story shows that the people of the time of Jesus, especially those early followers of Jesus and even everybody at that time, they were doing the same things that we were. They were trusting the political process. They were trusting the military. They were trusting the financial leaders of the day. Now, interestingly, those were all kind of a same kind of a package together, a package deal. We see them as separate in our life, but in their day, it was one group of people at a time that was in charge of all of those things. And what happened then is they put their trust in those things, and then they expected that Jesus was going to deliver those things for them in that particular way. But the way that Jesus made his entry into Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week, the beginning of the Passion that led to his death and resurrection, shows us that he was doing anything but that. Now let me refresh that story for you in case you're not familiar with it. Jesus was on his way to die. Let's be clear about that. And it begins with his entry into Jerusalem. And we hear this beautiful story of what we call the triumphal entry. Now, he sets it up by sending his followers, his closest ones, to go into the city to get an animal for him to ride on. He says to them, go and find a donkey, or a colt, as it says in some texts, so I can ride in on it. That was the most humble animal that you could come up with to ride in on, showing that he was going to do things in a different way. And then the people that gathered around him to do this procession to show honor, they were just the everyday, ordinary persons that had been left behind and forgotten in many ways. So he was bringing all people into view of what God was doing. And they were throwing down on the ground their cloaks for him. Now, we hear that and we think like robes or something like that, but you know, they were just throwing their rags down. They were showing honor to him in any way they could. And they were singing praises, thinking that he was going to be a political savior for them, or maybe even a military savior for them, or that he was going to somehow make them rich. But in fact, nothing about this was going to actually do that for them. but they had put their trust in those kind of leaders before, and so they were hoping that Jesus would do this for them. Now, the story continues beyond this at the beginning of his entry. He then takes a pause on his way into the city, and you know what he does? He cries over the city. He mourns over the city because he has just demonstrated for them with his entire life in particular, but this very act, that he was being a leader of peace. Not just the leader of peace, but he was the King of Peace. And that he was sent by God, the King of the world, the universe of peace, and the people couldn't see this. They were still expecting him to serve them, to save them through the politics, through the military, and through the financial means of the day. And then he continues a little further into this, and he goes and makes his first visit to the temple in this week. And you know what he does? He clears it out. Because what they've done is they turned the house of God, this place of worship, into a place where people were being exploited financially, when it's supposed to be a place of prayer. Now, all of this sets the stage for us to see so clearly that God is trying to show us through Jesus this very simple truth, that we need to put our trust not in those things that are going to disappoint us in our day, just like they were putting their faith in things of that day that disappointed them as well. Now, like I said, they were putting their faith in the military, the politics, the finance of the day, and we actually do a very similar thing, and it comes up short for us. We put our trust in the same kinds of things, and actually some of the same things, when we try to find a sense of meaning, a sense of morality, and a sense of individual self-worth, both for ourselves and for others. And when we do that, we have put our trust in the wrong things. Now, some of us put our trust in the political process, and that lets us down because we think that people are going to serve us in that way, and they won't. Some people put a little bigger emphasis on the legislation reform or educational reform or financial reform, thinking that salvation is going to come to us through these things first and foremost. And that's going to leave us coming up short. Some people put our hope in technology, thinking if we can just make one more advancement, that the salvation, the deliverance that we need is going to come into this life. And what we know is that every time we put our ultimate hope, our ultimate trust, our ultimate commitment in these things, they come up short. And what Jesus is showing us and what God is begging for us to see is that God is wanting us to put our hope, our trust, and our commitment into Jesus, into the King of Kings that is going to serve us as the King of Peace and the God of Peace who wants everything for us and nothing from us. And because of that, we can have confidence that if we are willing to trust God with our lives, that God will lead us and show us the way to go forward. Now, some of us might be asking, well, why should we trust Jesus? Why should we trust God? I mean, like, we know, generally speaking, right, that we want to trust God and we want to trust Jesus, but, well, why not these other things? I mean, what if they come through for us? Well, these things that we could put our day-to-day trust in, they could come through in some way. They may even be a means to an end that God's going to use. But look what happens for every single one of us if we don't actually put our trust into God. It comes up short. And so we want to ask ourselves, are we really putting our hope, our trust, and our commitment into God? Are we really putting our hope that there is a future beyond this one that is going to be blessed by God? Are we putting that in our trust into God to do that, or things of this world? We need to ask ourselves, are we putting our trust in God, or are we going to put our ultimate trust in things of this life that are going to disappoint us? Rather, can we put our hope into God's trusting arms? Yes, we can. And also we have our commitment. Are we really committing ourselves to lives where we are going to show people that we are investing ourselves in things that are not just for us, but are the things that God wants for us? Because one of the beautiful things and one of the hard things and one of the tragic things in sometimes is that we have been given this life of freedom by God, where God has given us the opportunity to put our trust, our hope, and commitment in the things that will serve us well. God wants those to be the things that God gives to us, but God also knows that we need the freedom to choose those things. Now, alongside this, the beautiful thing is that God doesn't just leave us to figure this out on our own, does God? No, that would be just a mean joke to give us freedom in the no sense of how to use that freedom. Rather, instead, God gives us freedom and then gives us a model to follow. And that model is the one that Jesus gave to us. That's that life that Jesus lived out. That's the teachings of Jesus. That in this very moment, his willingness to go and do what he did in the last week of his life. And when we put that all together, we get a vision, we get a sense of how God wants us to live, and how God wants us to put our trust in God's love and God's plan. Now, all of this can be very clear. All of this can have a sense of how God wants us to live. But let's remember that this shows us also that God is the one who we can trust with our lives. That Jesus gives us the way to live that is a trustworthy way to live. And the reason is that Jesus wasn't going to get anything out of this. Jesus was actually going to give up everything so we could have everything. And that is that fundamental difference between who we should trust and who we shouldn't. Jesus, in this ultimate way, is the only one we should trust to show us how to live, and why people matter so much in our lives. And because of that, we can see that he is a trustworthy person, that God is a trustworthy God, because God wants everything for us. He gives us everything to have that life of self-sacrifice, a God of self-sacrifice. It shows us that this is a trustworthy person and a trustworthy God to follow. So when we find ourselves struggling to understand why are things not working for us? Why are we trusting people or things that we shouldn't trust? Let's remember that there is a God who shows us how to live and shows us how to trust and shows us how to put our commitment in something that will make it matter for us. So this helps us see so clearly about who we should trust with our sense of hope, our sense of commitment, and our sense of life. And that is the one and only God who loves us. Because God gave us everything we need so we could live and love and survive and thrive, and asks nothing for us that God doesn't already have. That's how we know God is trustworthy, because God gives us things unconditionally and expects us to give nothing back in return that is going to earn God's love for us. It's that kind of unconditional love that shows us that the way of life, the way of peace, is a way that we can trust, a way that we can live out our lives in a way that will show us how to have the kind of meaning, the kind of purpose, and indeed the kind of salvation that God wants for us in this life and for us in the life to come. That's a tremendous gift that God gives to us. Let's embrace that gift and put our trust in that gift that God is to us every day of our lives.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.